Cup. We are grateful to be joined by the European Ryder Cup team. Captain Harrington, while I think there's little doubt that this week maybe did not go the way you had envisioned or planned, I cannot imagine that it changes how you feel about your team and the effort that they gave along the way.
Yeah, exactly as you said. The team did everything they were asked of them. They were great together. They worked hard together. There was great team spirit. Everybody tried 100%. We were just beaten by the better team this week, a very strong US team that seemed to play right up to their ability and had a bit of momentum, hold a few putts, had the crowd behind them. Just a lot of things really tough to overcome.
This is a question for Lee or Ian or Sergio. When you play, in the rare occasions when you've played on a losing Ryder Cup team, what can you take from that, either from the experience of that week or something you kind of parlay forward from there?
Go ahead, Lee.
How much it hurts and how much you despise it and how much you can't wait for it to come around in 2 years' time to win it back.
I've only lost one other one, and it's painful. You know, watching the guys out on 18 enjoying themselves is something that you come into this week with visions of that happening for you as a team. We've got a great team this week, and we were outplayed. Every session was difficult. They did their job, and they made it painful for us today. And this one's going to hurt for a bit. But you know what? It's things like this that make you stronger going forward.
Patrick, you've been involved in a lot of these. I'm just curious, have you ever seen an opponent that just seemed to hit 1 through 12 right through the lineup with guys on?
Yeah, they obviously got it right this week. A very strong team, but, you know, I'm happy for Steve Stricker. You know, he's one of the good guys in golf. So if you're going to get beaten by a captain, that's a good captain for sure. And he obviously got his plan right, got it, you know, whatever their prep was and which he talked about. They did a good job. They came out here. They started well. They kept the momentum going. It was just a tough one to overcome. I believe that, you know, we did our job and it just wasn't our week.
Where is Rory McIlroy? Hey, given the youth and the talent of the U.S. team, how much do you fear it's going to be tough to get this Ryder Cup back?
You know, I think I said at the start of the week, it seems like, you know, the way the Ryder Cup is going is the home team certainly has an advantage every time that we play this thing. And, you know, that was apparent in Paris a couple of years ago. I think it was, pretty apparent this week as well. You go back to Hazeltine, same sort of thing. You know, this is the pattern that we're on. But obviously, I mean, the U.S. team is, you know, there's phenomenal talent on that team, a lot of young guys. And I think the most important thing for the U.S. team is a lot of young guys that are great players that have bought into the Ryder Cup. I think that was probably missing in previous generations. But guys like Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, you know, the sort of heartbeat of that U.S. team, they've really bought into the team aspect of Ryder Cups, President's Cups, and having guys like that on the team. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be formidable opposition from now until, you know, I'm probably not playing Ryder Cups whenever that is, and hopefully 20 years' time. But I just wanted to mention one thing. Have you seen the name of the seventh hole this week? What's it called?
Shipwreck.
Yes! Shipwreck for the people in the back.
All right, we're going to go to number 25, back left. Go ahead.
My question's for Rory and also for Ian. What is it about this cup that makes grown men cry?
It's pretty simple. It means a lot to be part of these teams. We play a selfish sport week in, week out. And when we have this team spirit that we have, don't start me off.
Oh, I've already cried on the 18th green doing an interview. So carry on. Let it go.
You know, it's only we know what happens in these team rooms. Hey, Tommy. So we have a good group, and these things don't come around very often. And you know, it's special. It's special to put the shirt on. It's special to get closer to all of these guys in a way that you would not imagine. And it means a lot to us in Europe to represent Europe in the Ryder Cup, and that's why it hurts, and that's why you see all the emotion that you see.
Shane, you said yesterday you were having the time of your life. Presumably that hasn't changed even despite the result. Can you just tell us how much you've enjoyed this week and why it's been so special?
Just so hard to describe. I spent years trying to make it a Ryder Cup team, and I got here this week. I didn't know what to expect, and honestly, it's been the like, you know, I've probably done something that I only could dream of. Like, I won the Open by 6 shots in my home country, and this week is by far. Sorry, Tommy, but this week has been by far the best week of my golfing career. Like, honestly. To be able to share the team room with these boys, to be able to play for Paddy, it's just been, yeah, it's been so special. Like, I said to the lads last night, I said, I'm having the time of my life and we're 6 points behind. Like, I mean, what's it going to be like when we're leading? It's something that no matter how long I play for now, for the rest of my career, I'll want to be a part of this team. And it's, you just form a special bond with people that you don't, not that you don't think you would ever would, but you just have a, there's just something there that we'll always have. Look, we got beaten by a better side, but, you know, I've really enjoyed myself. I'm so privileged to be a part of this team, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And, I don't enjoy getting beaten like I did today, but, you know, I had a great moment on the 18 green yesterday, tried to do my bit for the team, and, you know, we came up obviously a long way short, but it's been an incredible experience and something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, Podriga, I think you said on TV you'd have no regrets or second guess yourself about anything you did this week. I'm just wondering what your abiding memory will be from the 3 years you've been putting this team together and working on this and this week in particular. What will you take away when the pain goes away?
Yes. No, all I can think of now. my abiding memory. you know.
Tommy, Fleetwood.
Yeah, look, it's difficult being a captain. You know, you go from being a player, and you wonder, can you give what you need to give as a captain? So that would probably be the what I take out of it. I did what I needed to do. I'm quite a practical person, so, but I know I needed to be more than that when you're the Ryder Cup captain. So I do think I managed to bring these guys together. And okay, we didn't get the results we wanted, but I think we had were a team, and that's the most important thing at the end of the day.
You've got John there, you've got Victor, some really young guys. Could you give us an insight on the sort of the new way for you guys next 2-4 years? And I feel like I also have to ask Tommy, please explain.
There are young guys in this team that will be the heart of the team going forward. As John Rahm, clearly, Victor, you know, these are young guys that will be there for a long time. But there's a good heart in the team. Everybody keeps going on about the experienced guys, but there is a really solid heart in this team of players who are still coming into their peak of their careers. They, you know, there's a number of people, like, I don't want to start naming it, but the centre...
Not going to name me here, are you?
No, you're not getting named. No.
Not me.
But yeah, there was a lot of talk about the older side of it, but there is a lot of guys in the middle of their career now who should be moving on in their golf. They certainly haven't peaked yet. So Europe, yes, we will look to young guys coming in over the future, but the heart of this team will be here for a few more years for sure. And they haven't got to their peaks yet, so we should see some strength going forward. There's plenty of guys here, and as much as this be a tougher week to they will draw lessons from this week, but most of these guys were winning in Paris, so there's still quite a winning mentality there going forward.
Okay, Padraig, when it became clear that it was going to be close to maybe being a record differential, is that on your mind at all today? When you were heading out there trying to keep everybody...
I was not aware of it until it became close. And then I did actually have to ask. And when I asked, I was told, well, I was involved in the last two that were records, but on the right side of it. So look, somebody has to, you know, that's the way it goes. This was a very strong US team. You know, everybody here gave 100% and pulled together. Everybody worked together this week. There's nobody walking away from this week. And I will talk to each player individually. Nobody didn't give their heart and soul to this team. Nobody should walk away. We don't owe anybody anything in that sense. They all tried. They all put it in. And, you know, there will be more Ryder Cups ahead. Most of them, as I just said before, most of them have the best part of their career ahead of them. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, they shouldn't walk away from this in any shape or form feeling like, hey, they gave it 100%. That's all you can ask from the players. Did they do their job? Yes, they did. It didn't go right, but that happens in sport. You just remember, if you want to have these glorious moments, you've got to put your head out there. And sometimes it doesn't go right. You get your head knocked off. That's just the reality of sport. If you put yourself out there, you have some miserable days. But also, if you put yourself out there, you have those thrilling days when you win.
To Tommy or anybody else who wants to answer this, when you're playing against a crowd like this, is it not so much the inane stuff that they shout constantly at you, but the lack of any great big European cheers? I know there were a handful of supporters, but there didn't seem to be anything that they could, you know, make noise about and get any momentum going.
I know this is the first one I've played in America, so it was obviously very different to my first experience. I think we had each other all week, and that was plenty for me. And I'm sure for the rest of the guys as well. Yeah, that's part of being in and away Ryder Cup, I guess. And there's guys that can answer that question a lot more than me. But I love the chance to go out there and play with my teammates and do that together. And yeah, it was quiet when you did anything right. But, you know, the idea was to try and keep them quiet, really. We just didn't, we couldn't quite do it. But it was, you know, still, like, I never felt like it affected, you know, my performance or, you know, the other guys. I'm sure don't, just because we didn't have, you know, the home fans with us. I think the team itself was enough for us.
For the veteran guys, I don't want to suggest for a second that you won't be back on a team like this, but do you find yourself at any stage taking it in, I guess, a little bit more just in case?
I'm not a veteran.
I guess that's me then, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, like... Just do you know? Just to, does he mind wonder?
That match I played this afternoon, that might be my last match in the Ryder Cup. I'd rather it wasn't. But I'm 49 next April, and the likelihood is it is. I got to share it with my son.
I won my point.
I hate this tournament. It makes you so emotional. But, you know, that's what makes it great as well. You know, everybody knows when they tee up in the Ryder Cup, it's a lottery. You know, if you play well, you've got a chance of winning, but it's not guaranteed. Yeah, it's like gin or like roulette. But, you know, there's special moments out there. You know, we get to represent Europe out there this week. It's a big place. The other team gets to represent the USA. It's a big place. Represent a lot of people. If you haven't got pride and passion, then you know it's not for you.
Shouldn't be.
Don't even bother turning up.
Well done, mate.
Well said. 2021
for Rory. You showed some emotion in an interview afterward. I'm just kind of curious if that's something, the team sport thing, feeling like you maybe had let the team down. Was that something?
He won his point today.
I know he did. He said it, though.
He didn't. He didn't.
I want to try to be as good a teammate as I possibly can be. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean everything that you do on the golf course. It's things that you try to do, you know, not even this week, but throughout the year. But yeah, look, do I wish I would have played better this week and delivered a couple of points earlier in the week? Of course. Of course I do. No one was more disappointed in the way I played than me. You know, the captain last night said, all we could go out there today and do is try to win our point. And that's all I thought about today, was just to go and win my point, put blue on the board early. I feel like I was bestowed a very privileged position to lead the team out. And I was able to go out and put a point on the board in a singles that I wasn't able to do the two previous Ryder Cups. You know, I had that opportunity in Hazeltine and then in Paris and wasn't able to do it. So, you know, I wanted to go out there today and show some character and resilience. And I did that. And that was the best thing that I could do for my team. And I was emotional because it's a very highly charged event and it sucks to lose. It really does. It sucks. And listening to We Are the Champions out there and those guys celebrating, you know, if we have an opportunity in Rome, hopefully I'm on that team and it'll make getting that cup back even sweeter.
Hardest start out of anyone out there, just how hard was that battle? And for Paul, I wanted to ask you what you saw in Dustin today. I think he might have made 8 birdies and he had a hard-fought match, but what'd you see in him?
What can you do when somebody has 5 birdies in the first 6 holes? It's not like I was playing bad golf. I was, it wasn't my best, but it wasn't my worst either. Hitting good putts, they just weren't dropping in. And I had my opportunity in the match from 7 on, from 7 till, let's say, 12. I had my chances. He opened the door a little bit, and I just didn't take advantage of it. You know, what I've been able to do the first 2 days, I wasn't able to today. Making what I thought were good swings and good putts, and things just weren't going my way. Simple as that. And they got to a point where I needed a pretty much a miraculous finish, and I didn't get it. You know, he started really well. He played really good golf. I tried my hardest, as did everybody up here, right? I gave it my all, and unfortunately for today, it just wasn't enough.
Thanks.
What did I see in Dustin? I mean, I saw classic Dustin. He played great golf and tipped my cap. I obviously disappointed I didn't make a putt on the last to tie that match. I know he wanted 5-0 for the week. I mean, every single one of these guys next to me and you know, we gave everything we could. And I'll go on record and saying this is the I'm so proud to be part of this team. I love these guys.
Playing together these last couple of days and do as well as we did for our team was it was amazing. You know, it's something that John and I were very excited about. I think the team was very excited about it, and you know, I enjoyed every minute to be there, hitting some shots here and there, and watching what John is capable of doing. It was a treat. So it was really fun.